Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a freelance interpreter living in the Sheffield area? Are you interested in helping your local community? Language Line Services could be the company for you. We provide face-to-face interpretation for Sheffield Hospitals and Sheffield City Council. We're looking for interpreters now. If you speak another language, then contact us at www.languageline.co.uk/careers or call us on 0845 602 7769 and press option 2. That's 0845 602 7769 and press option 2. Language Line Services, helping us bridge the language gap for all people.
Why not join me, Trev Clark, every Thursday afternoon between 2 and 3 here on Sheffield Live. Between 2 and 3, I shall be playing you music from the 40s, 50s and 60s. And, well, I think it's something that you're going to enjoy. You're going to enjoy hearing records you haven't heard in years, records you've never heard before. That's downright nostalgia here on Sheffield Live with me, Trev Clark. Thursday afternoons between 2 and 3. See you then.
Welcome to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best of blues and rhythm and blues for your listening pleasure. Well, it's nice to see you at the club again. Your usual table by the bandstand is ready. Would you like to see a menu? No, I see you brought your own sandwiches. Very wise, sir, if I may say so. Anyway, you're just in time to see up on the bandstand a young man, Jimmy Preston, an alto player, and he's going to be playing Oh Babe.
Thank you. crazy. Got to be crazy. Once you get started, this is what'll happen to you. Shake it and you break it and you
obey.
You knock it and you rock it and you
obey.
You swing it and you sing it and you
obey.
You skip it and you dip it and you
obey.
The world turns upside down when you holler obey. You wiggle and you giggle and you
obey.
You shuffle and you shuffle and you
obey.
You romp it and you stomp it and you
obey.
You move it and you move it and you
obey.
The world turns upside down when you holler obey.
Jimmy Preston on Derby Records, Derby New York label, Derby 748 from 1950. Jimmy Preston actually gave up music in 1952, which was probably not a good move. He'd previously recorded Rock This Joint, which was Bill Haley's cover of that was his first hit, and rock and roll was just coming in, and Billy Preston gave up. Well, some people never get it right. Here, Billy's closely followed by Sonny Boy Williams, and this is Alice May Blues.
Anybody else seen Miss Alice May? Anybody else seen Miss Alice May? She ain't gonna look and she do the thing I said. Riding all night, night before. I can't find Alice nowhere I go. Anybody else seen Miss Alice May? She ain't gonna look and she do the thing I said.
Thank you.
That was Sonny Boy Williams, not to be confused with Sonny Boy Williamson, whom we may get around to later on Duplex 9005. I can't tell you anything about Sonny Boy Williams. Duplex was a record label owned by Jimmy Liggins, bandleader Jimmy Liggins, and he was a West Coast musician, so it could be that Sonny Boy was from the West Coast, but we'll never know. Okay, let's move right on to Clarence Garlow. This is a Jay Miller recording back in the swamps of Louisiana, and it's Foggy Blues.
Getting kind of foggy, and I think I'll head for home. Getting kind of foggy, and I think I'll head for home. I get kind of lonesome, I've been gone too long. Trying to forget you, cause the pain's so hard to bear. Trying to forget you, cause the pain's so hard to bear. To wake up in the morning and to find you not there. Been a long time, baby, since I walk and talk with you. Been a long time, baby, since I walk and talk with you. Yes, I'm getting kind of lonesome for the things we used to do.
Clarence Garlow on guitar, Lazy Lester on harmonica, and Foggy Blues. I guess Jay Miller intended that to come out on his Accello label, but for some reason it never did. It was recorded in 1958. Okay, let's stay down south and go over to the rockabilly spot. This is this week the fabulous Silvertones, about whom I know nothing. Roger Calkins is the vocalist. And it originally came out on West Coast WC450 in 1960, and it's called Hey.
I want you to tell me, mama, who was that a while ago? I want you to tell me, mama, who was that a while ago? When I come in, who was at that back door? Yeah, hey, Sally Mae, where do you stand last night? Hey, Sally Mae, where do you stand last night? You ain't treating me right. Sally Mae, what up?
That was the very obscure, fabulous Silvertones. And hey, now it's time to go over to the rare record spot. Every week I try to play something from one of the big time collectors' collections. And this week I've chosen Dry Spell Blues. That's another Paramount, this Paramount legendary label from the 20s. It's Paramount 12990. And it's by Sun House, who actually did make some records in the 60s. He came over to Britain. I can remember seeing him as a very old man performing, but he was still pretty good. And this copy comes from the eminent collector Gail Wardlow.
It has been so dry. You can make a pot of house out there, war. Well, it has been so dry. You can make a pot of house out there, war. I done threw the mind, dawn and solemn and cool. I done threw the mind, dawn and solemn and cool. It ain't no need of me changing town. It's a dog everywhere I go.
Wardlow writes very engagingly about going from house to house in Mississippi in poor areas, asking people if they've got any old records they'd like to get rid of. And one house he did find that copy of Dry Spell Blues. It was recorded by Sun House in 1930. Only two other copies have ever been found, and that's probably the one in the best condition. Let's go a little bit more up to date. This is a Blue Note recording from 1965. It's Stanley Turrentine playing a Percy Mayfield composition, River's Invitation.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley Tarantine there, and River's Invitation. Kenny Burrell on guitar there, very quietly. That was originally on two sides of a Blue Note 45 from 1965. It was Blue Note 1917, and that was the A side. Right, now let's get something a little bit more rocking. This is Rich McQueen, and it's Who's That Under My Bed?
Big Daddy. Big Daddy. Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
Oh, who's that? Who's that under my bed? Yes, who's that? Who's that under my bed? Don't you tell me no lie, holding this baseball bat. Yes, who's that? Who's that under my bed? Yeah, who's that? Who's that under my bed? Don't you tell me no lie, holding this baseball bat. Now, little boy Junior said it was a man here last night, and you went in the living room and cut out all the lights. Now who's that? Who's that under my bed? Don't you tell me no lie. I know who your dad is dead. Yeah, oh! But I tell you how I feel. Stumping like that, I get something about to kill. Now who's that? Who's that under my bed? Don't you tell me no lie, I'm holding this baseball bat. Yeah, who's that? Who's that under my bed? Yeah, who's that? Who's that under my bed? Don't you tell me no lie, I'm holding this baseball bat.
Big Daddy, Big Daddy, Big Daddy, Big Daddy.
Rich McQueen, and Who's That Under My Bed? That's on Marathon 508, but I think that must be a repro. Anyway, it was originally recorded in 1952. And now back to Derby Records of New York. This is Bobby Harris. When I heard this record for the first time, I thought it was mistitled because the piano player is disturbingly familiar.
Driving my old hot rod. I was going to my lover's house. Lost time, I got hard. It was storming and raining. The clouds was as dark as midnight. It was storming and raining. In the clouds was dark as midnight. If I could just reach my baby, she'll make everything all right. Thank you.
leave the sorrow down. Don't you hide when the blows are. Have to leave the sorrow down. When you're all alone by yourself, ain't nobody else.
Bobby Harris there, accompanied by, yes, you guessed it, Champion Jack Dupree on piano. And that was on Derby 773 from 1951. We've come round to the gospel spot. And this week's gospel singer is Rosie Wallace, whom I haven't played before. Great singer. Rosie was with the Imperial Gospel Singers. And this is a track from 1958. It's on Savoy, 14028, and it's In My Father's House. Gospel Singers with the song that made them nationally known, In My Father's House. You're listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. Sheffield Live is a community radio station supported by people like you. So if you'd like to become a member, then do come onto our website, and for a mere £10 you can join up and have a say on whether this program continues. In the meantime, I'm going to take a short break for this important message.
I'm a brainless sales associate who gets by because I've got a great rack. With Wingit software, my presentations are 99% fluff and no substance.
Nothing says success in the business world like a slideshow. Nothing says, I know what I'm talking about, than the ability to break down a complex idea into three simple points per slide. Order a copy of Wingit today. Wingit Presentation Software, a 720-degree revolution in business practice every day since 1997. It's a revolution. Prepare to be revolted.
My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Women want it. You need it. The Beast wears it with pride, the Horde. Before, deodorant was all about stopping you smelling. No longer. Now, it's about turning you into a raging beast. Wear the Horde. The Horde. Turn any party into a wild affair. With just one spray, women will be tearing the clothes off your back. Just like in your loneliest fantasies. Wear the Horde.
Sonny Thompson, pianist raised in Mississippi, born in Mississippi, raised in Chicago. That was on King, King 4647 from 1954, Cat on the Keys. Sonny Thompson, perhaps not a tremendously well-known figure, but you well, might well have seen him, because if you've seen the old movie Rock Around the Clock, there's a section where the Platters are playing and the pianist sitting in the background is Sonny Thompson. So let's go on. This is nice. I'm able to play something by somebody who's still alive. This is by Michael Doucet, and is our Cajun spot. He's our Cajun star for this week. Michael Doucet formed the band Beau Soleil, which is perhaps for what he's best known. Great fiddle player, and this is Bayo Pom Pom. We'll be right back. Michael Doucet and Beau Pom Pom. Now, I'd like to play a slightly odd record. This is by Willie Joe Duncan. And the label says Willie Joe Duncan and his Unitar. Willie, I don't think, sang. The singer on this is one Bob Landers. And it's on Specialty 576 from 1956. And see if you can discover anything strange about it. It's Cherokee Dance.
Hey, let's do the Cherokee Dance. Dance so wild and jingle, man. I take three steps forward and bow your head. Dance until your face turns red. Grab your girl and spin around. I take three steps back and dance squat out. As you straighten up on your feet, I dance all around to this crazy beat. I take three steps forward and bow your head. By this time your face is red. Grab your girl and spin around. I take three steps back and then squat out. As you straighten up on your feet, I dance all around to this crazy beat. Let's do the Cherokee Dance. Let's get ready to romance. I take three steps forward and rub her head. Tell her she's nice, don't be afraid. Grab her again and spin around. I take three steps back and then squat out. As you straighten up on your feet, all around to this crazy beat. I take three steps forward and bow your head. Tell her she's nice, don't be afraid. Grab her again and spin around. I take three steps back and then squat out. As you straighten up on your feet, kiss your babe on this last beat.
Well, did you get it? Yeah, that was a one-string guitar. Willie Joe Duncan plays a one-string guitar. So that was Cherokee Dance.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Folks, this week's challenging record comes from the Florida Keys. Some of you know that the Keynote Club has a rest and recreation center cabin down on the Florida Keys, and this track is from Key West's favorite son, Jimmy Buffett, and I think it kind of epitomizes the hedonistic lifestyle of that little group of islands protruding out into the Gulf of Mexico. See what you think.
Appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. So barmaid, bring a pitcher, another round of brew. Honey, why don't we get drunk and screw? Why don't we get drunk and screwed? I just bought a water bed, it's filled up for me and you.
reefers, here we go.
Jimmy Buffett from 1973, Why Don't We Get Drunk and Screw? Well, why not? Maybe we could have some good loving. This is Larry Hanna from 1959. Larry Hanna and Good Loving. Sticking to the Florida Keys theme, this next track is by Ray Charles, but it's a song that my good friend Bob Paul, blues guitarist and singer, often plays down on the keys. It's from 1954, it's Atlantic 1021, and It Should Have Been Me.
As I pass by a real fine hotel, a chick walked out, she sure looks well. I gave the eye and started to carry on, when a Cadillac cruised up and swished, she was gone.
It should have been me
with that real white chick.
It should have been me
with that real white chick.
Hey, 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 hey,
driving that Cadillac.
A little later on, a theater I passed, I spotted another chick, and did she have class? I was all set to write a name in my book, when her husband came up and gave me a real dirty look.
It should have been me
with that real bad chick.
It should have been me
with that real bad chick.
It should have been me
to have been her chaperone.
When I got to the corner, I saw a sharp cat with a $300 suit on and a $100 hat. He was standing on the sidewalk by a dollar floor when a voice within said, "Come on, Daddy, let's go."
It should have been me
with that real white chick.
It should have been me
with that real white chick.
Hey, 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 driving that dollar floor.
I ate a bowl of chili and I felt okay, at least until I passed this fine cafe. I saw a guy eating a great big steak while a waitress stood by feeding him ice cream and cake.
It should have been me
with that real fine chick.
It should have been me
with that real
you
fine chick.
You know it should have been me eating ice cream and cake. It should have been me
getting my natural kicks.
It should have been me
getting my natural kicks.
Hey, 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 hey,
loving those crazy chicks.
Ray Charles with a song by Memphis Curtis, It Should Have Been Me. I'd like to play you now, I always try to play one pre-war record a week, other than the scratchy old rare record. This one's slightly less scratchy, and it's by the Coon Creek Girls, who are favourites of mine. There was an all-girl country group who actually played for King George VI at the White House in 1939. But here they are playing Old Uncle Doody.
In the shade of a tree, he played on his fiddle in the key of G. The sheep's in the middle, and the cows in the corn, but old Uncle Doody didn't give a doggone.
Keep fiddling on, Uncle Doody, keep fiddling on, just fiddle right on. Keep fiddling on, Uncle Doody, till the old man's gone, till the old man's gone.
Coon Creek Girls from 1938 on OK4278. Okay, if you really want to hear what Sonny Boy Williamson sounded like, as opposed to Sonny Boy Williams, whom we heard earlier, this is a great Sonny Boy Williamson track. It's from Checker 864, and it's Fattening Frogs for Snakes.
It took me a long time find out my mistake.
our mistake. It sure did, man. But I bet you my bottom dollar I'm not fighting no more frog for snakes. I started checking. I found out my downfall from 1930. I'm telling all of my friends I'm not fighting no more frog for snakes. All right now. I got to correct all of my mistakes. Well, man, 1957, I got to correct all of my mistakes. I'm telling my friends, including my wife and everybody else, not fighting no more frog for snakes.
Sonny Boy Williamson on the Mississippi saxophone there, and Fattening Frogs for Snakes. Well, this has been the Keynote Club, and I have been your host, Bob Hall. Hope to see you again next week. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Going to leave you with Roy Perkins from New Orleans. This is on Melody 111, and it's appropriately Bye Bye Baby.